When Bill Clinton became president, one of his goals was to make life better for poor people. How well he did depends on whom you ask. This week, Morning Edition is running a series of commentaries on President Clinton's legacy. Here to talk about his social policies is Peter Edelman, a former Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Clinton administration, who resigned when the president signed the 1996 welfare reform law.
The best anti-poverty strategy is prosperity. So if President Clinton deserves some of the credit for our recent burst of it, as I think he does, we might think he gets high marks in the Department of Helping Low-Income People. Then why is only one of my hands clapping? Because we should have done so much better. The poor, on average, are a little better off, but the wealthy are in clover up to their eyeballs. After the gains of the last 5 years, one child in six is still poor. That's a scandal. The president would say that the so-called welfare reform is his crowning achievement. I would say exactly the reverse. He did some things that helped the poor, especially the working poor, like expanding the earned income tax credit. But the 1996 welfare law did far more harm than good for literally millions of people at the very bottom. More people are working, and that's good, but much of that is due to our hot economy, and their average income is way below the poverty line. Over a million women with more than 2 million children have lost their welfare or can't get on and have no job either. We hear little about that, but it's a big problem. President Clinton has always talked a good game. He feels the pain. But he has a penchant for picking on people who are politically unpopular and can't afford to buy friends in high places. Women and children on welfare were one group, but not the only one. Clinton egged on the states to jail more and more people. He signed a law creating over 50 new instances of capital punishment under federal law. He made it far harder for persecuted people to get political asylum in America and let people be deported based on evidence they are never allowed to see. In the end, Clinton may have the last laugh. Maybe in a year, people like me will be saying how much we miss him, that we didn't appreciate when we had a good thing. But the sad truth is that this was a time when, under the leadership of a bright and politically effective president, we had a chance to do far more for those at the bottom. We helped some a little, and we hurt others a lot.
Peter Edelman is a former Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Clinton administration. His new book is Searching for America's Heart, RFK and the Renewal of Hope.